News. There was a Scotsman, an Irish dance school, and a lot of checks. We've not heard that one before. Well, that's because it's not a joke. For the past 8 years, Prague has played host to a summer school of Irish dance and traditional music. This year, the course is bigger than ever, attracting more than 200 participants from all over Europe as well as America. The program has proved a hit with scores of Czechs who have taken part, and Radio Prague's Rosie Johnson also paid a visit.
In a school gym hall in the south of Prague, a group of around 20 warm up for another grueling afternoon of Irish step dancing classes. Among them is Kristina Rostochilova, who, in similar gym halls during term time, teaches Czech school children how to Irish dance. As well as teaching, Kristina competes in Fashana, or Irish dance competitions, both at home and abroad.
We try to compete. We go to local Fashana in mainland Europe. We've been to Salzburg, Munich, Vienna, and so on. And some of our dancers even been to London. So
do Czechs have a good reputation then for Irish dance in Europe?
I think so. We've got some pretty good results so far, and I hope to get even better. So that's why are we here, and we are planning to go to All Ireland and Great Britain Championships. So keep our fingers crossed for us.
Kristina is no stranger to teaching absolute beginners, but will she make a dancer out of me?
Well, the first step we teach the very beginners is so-called skip two threes. It's the step which is used for moving as far as you can. So skip two threes, sidestep, and back two threes, and something like that. And if you know these steps, you can dance basic Kaylee dances. So
can you teach me a skip two three right now? What do you have to do?
You have to cross your feet or legs. Put your right heel next to your left toe and try to do one, two, three.
There was some confusion over which was my right leg and which was my left, but once that initial glitch was sorted, Kristina and I were skip two threeing across the floor at breakneck speed. As well as dance, participants at the summer school can also learn to play some traditional Irish instruments. Michel Sikiotakis has come all the way from France to teach the course's budding musicians.
We were doing a little Ilenpipe class after the flute class. And Ilenpipe is the Irish bagpipes, and Ilen means elbow.
The summer school closes on Friday with a dance display in Prague's Divadlo Ponec. For those who are interested in the 9th annual Irish Dance School, more details can be found on the website, which you can find on our website.
Which is, of course, www.